Cape Talk is celebrating 25 years of conversation.
October 1997
to October 2022.
Add your voice.
Add your voice.
Call 021-446-0567.
I'm so glad we've got a couple of minutes to catch up again with Roxy Davis, the owner of Surf Emporium in Muizenberg and a passionate champion of not just surfing, but also disability surfing in Cape Town. As we've told you in previous interviews, Roxy and her team do absolutely amazing work facilitating surfing experiences for the physically and mentally disabled and facilitating surf therapy, something she's really passionate about. All of this requires not just specialized equipment, but a team of dedicated coaches and a real love of surfing and a love of sharing the love of surfing with absolutely anybody who wants to experience it. And they've done it so well that they recently got a team of parasurfers to the national championships in Durban and now have their sights set on an even bigger goal, the World Parasurf Championships in California. Not the first time South Africa has qualified to be there, but it's going to be the biggest team we've ever taken to this event, which speaks to the success of this program and others like it. It's wonderful to have Roxy Davis back with us again to tell us a little bit more about the current fundraising campaign to get Team South Africa to California. Welcome back, Roxy. Sorry, I must push the button better. Let's try again. I am pushing the button and nothing is happening on my screen. Let me ask my producer if you can try and take the call for me. Thank you. Roxy, good afternoon. Sorry about that.
Hi. Thanks so much.
Sure. Firstly, I mean, we chatted to you before the national championships about the challenge of getting our Western Cape competitors up to Durban. You managed to do it and they did incredibly well, didn't they? Won't you tell us what happened in Durban?
Absolutely. After chatting to you about the national championships, we took a team from the Western Cape up to Durban and we got two gold medals, two silver medals and four bronze medals.
Wow.
And we have four athletes who are actually from the Western Cape now who have qualified for the World Parasurfing Championships as part of Team South Africa. And it was really all because of our South African community who got behind the team to get us to Durban. So we've got to Durban and we're now hoping to get to California, Prismo Beach in December.
It's suddenly just around the corner, Roxy. The Christmas decorations have gone up in the shops already. I saw somebody unpacking the lint. Santa Claus is in Woolies this past weekend. Suddenly, the 4th of December is awfully close at hand. Now, you've got a big fundraising task ahead of you, but you've done really well already in getting part of the money raised. Before we talk about the nuts and bolts and rands and cents, let's talk about the scale of the challenge. I understand that this is the biggest team South Africa has ever fielded for the Parasurf Championships. Nine male and five female competitors. Is that correct?
Yes, it's really incredible to see. And you know, we could have taken a bigger team, but we were limited by the athlete selection in terms of the ISA regulations. You can take nine males and nine females, and we hit our limit with the men's division, and we just actually didn't have enough females to fill it. But if we had, we could have taken even more. But it was amazing to have a full complement, the biggest we've ever going to have.
Yeah.
And alongside with those athletes, we've got five coaches who also act as the chaperones for the team.
Yeah.
And then one team manager. So individuals like Ray, who's a quadruple amputee, obviously requires the assistance traveling across the world with surfboards and luggage.
Yeah.
To compete in an event like that. So it's a really big team, and we have our sights set on medals and getting to that championship.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Western Cape competitors who are going. Roxy, some of the names are going to be familiar to our audience. Caleb Swanepoel, for one, has been on the show talking about his experience of losing a leg to a shark at Buffalo's Bay and the amazing story of how he came back to competing as an athlete in many different disciplines, now surfing added to the mix as well. Listeners may also recognize the name of Nolutando Makalima because we spoke to her in 2019 before she headed off to a world championship event. Who else is on the list from the Western Cape?
So Nolu, as when you spoke to her last, she actually came back with a silver medal. She
Correct.
Got second place at the World Championship. And then we've got Ramondo Lessing. He's a 15-year-old young chap, a quadruple amputee from Khayelitsha. And it'll be his first time traveling across the world.
Wow.
It was actually his first time flying when he went to Durban as well. And he really is such an incredible champion. And then we have Michelle McFarlane, who is in the visually impaired female category. she's losing her sight. So she's competing in a really challenging division.
Yeah.
And she as well is traveling across the world. I think she's actually going to be traveling with her mom as her chaperone as well.
Okay.
And then Fiona Sander, she's actually the program manager for the Roxy Davis Foundation. She will be traveling as the national team manager.
Okay.
I'm going as the national head coach for the team. And then we have our team physiotherapist and coach, her name is Lisa Lucani. She's actually the specialist advisor for the Roxy Davis Foundation for all things surf therapy and adaptive surfing. So from Cape Town, we have an amazing team. Mm. And this last bit of fundraising really is to get the Cape Town team to the World Championships, because the majority of the athletes who fundraised last year, it was a week before they were due to go, Omicron came around and the borders were closed. So the funds were held over from the team from last year to get them to this year. And the Cape Town component, thanks to going to SA Champs, we are the new caps. And we are basically fundraising this last little bit to get the Western Cape contingent to join the Durban team to go to the World Champs.
I got you. Okay, so I mean the target is just over R1 million, and if that sounds like a lot, just think about what it needs to cover, not just the flights to get you to California, but and not just accommodation of any kind, but especially accessible accommodation for the team. It's visas, it's the competition entry fees. What about the equipment, Roxy? I mean, some of these athletes will need adapted equipment of some sort, I would imagine. Does that all have to go with you, or are you able to source equipment there?
Well, because the athletes, I mean, I always explain my surfboard, like, it's such a personal item. It's like a toothbrush. It's not something that you can just hop on any board and go and ride it. So the athletes really have their own customized surfboards, which are adapted to their requirements.
Yeah.
And just to get, I mean, we got a quote today, just to get one surfboard across the world on our airline quote was R4,000. So you don't want to fly halfway across the world or completely across the world and not have the equipment you need to get you into that competition. So adapted equipment, adapted accommodation, and then each of the athletes actually has to be classified at the event, because it's the International Surfing Association is aligned with the Olympic kind of alignment and committees. We have to make sure that each athlete is classified to their particular criteria. So there are additional fees in classifying each of our athletes. Oh. There's contest entry fees. And these are things that one doesn't take into consideration. It's not just a flight and some accommodation with the parasurfing team.
It's a lot more. Okay, thanks for explaining that. I mean, Roxy, the courage involved, I mean, if I'm thinking of Raimondo, 15 years old, a quadruple amputee, that alone, those two factors alone are enough to make the prospect of flying around the world daunting to anybody. But yeah, to do it in these circumstances, knowing that you've got the opportunity to go and represent your country, must just be a breathtaking opportunity. So I really hope you're going to be able to get them there. Now, let's talk about the fundraising so far. You've still got about R300,000, I think, that you need to raise. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's about R300,000. And we have a Backer Buddy campaign that is running. We're actually on the homepage of the Backer Buddy website. So it's really easy and convenient to reach us. And that really covers the last and outstanding costs that we have to incur to get the remaining team over there.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my producer to tweet the link to that Backer Buddy page so that anybody who's struggling to find it can just simply click through from the Cape Talk page. Rafik, just please, if you post that at Cape Talk so that listeners can find it. Are there other ways to support Roxy? I mean, besides the Backer Buddy campaign, are you looking for corporate sponsorship or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, in terms of Team South Africa going overseas, there's great exposure opportunities for brands or for companies. Corporate sponsorship would be really appreciated, and we'd happily accept it. So, you know, there's so many ways you can get involved for sponsoring particular elements of it, getting involved sponsoring the team, paying for certain elements of the costs that we have to incur. So there's more than just, you know, donating to the Backer Buddy page, and we can provide a list of the ways that people could get involved, or other ways that people could get involved.
One last question before we let you go, and it's really stepping away from the actual Parasurfing World Championships to look at the broader work that you're doing through the Roxy Davis Foundation and how far you've come. Roxy, I think it's only about 6 years ago that you really formally started working on surf therapy and parasurfing and organising structures to raise the profile of the sport. How does it feel to be talking to me in 2022 with 14 athletes qualified for the World Championships? You must be incredibly proud of what you've done and hopeful about what that says about the prospects to keep on developing your surf therapy work.
You know, I can't believe where we are today, and to see the accessibility, we're breaking down barriers which, you know, we're beyond what our minds could imagine, and to see the number of people whose lives are changing and the ripple effect to the communities, our surfers are becoming ambassadors. It's so joyful to see that anybody can now participate and access surfing. So I'm like beyond blown away every time I look at kind of the involvement and the volunteers and the community. So yeah, gratitude is all I can say. I'm grateful for who we have and where we are.
And everybody's grateful to you for the work you've done championing this wonderful program. Roxy, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And I really hope the donations come rolling in to get the rest of the team off to California. The 4th to the 11th of December, Pismo Beach, California is where it's all happening. 300,000 Rand needed to get them there. And I have no doubt you're going to get that 300,000 Rand, Roxy. But let's hope it's sooner rather than later to put all of your minds at rest.
Thank you so much.
Roxy Davis of the Roxy Davis Foundation, and also speaking there as the head coach for the team heading off to the Parasurf Championships in California early December.